Hola.
Hola.
¡Holi! Bienvenidos a otro episodio más de The Evening Show.
Hi. Hello there.
Hi.
Today we have a guest. I don't know if you want to introduce yourself.
Yeah, sure. I'm Terry McDougall, and I'm an executive and career coach, and I'm also the author of a book called Winning the Game of Work, Career Happiness and Success on Your Own Terms.
Okay, so today we're going to ask you some questions about your career and what you do.
Okay.
So the first one is, what do you do for a living?
Well, I'm basically a career coach, which means that what I do is talk with people who either are in a job and they feel like they could be doing it better. So I'll help them sort of figure out what they need to do differently. Sometimes it might be sort of a mindset shift. Sometimes it might be that they need to learn new skills. And a lot of times, you know, when people are in jobs, their boss is too busy or otherwise can't coach them or mentor them or train them. And so sometimes people might be in a position where, you know, they have the capability of doing the job, but they just don't really know what they're doing wrong. And so I help them figure that out. And I guess I should say that I've been doing this for about 4 years. And before this, I was a marketer. So I worked mostly for two large banks, and I did marketing. And I also was a manager of teams of up to like between 8 and 30 people over the course of the time that I was doing it. So I have a lot of experience actually managing people and, you know, understanding what people need to do to be successful in the corporate workplace. So that's what I do as a coach now.
So is there a specific reason to why you chose the career?
Yeah, actually, I liked what I did as a marketer. I mean, that was fun, but I felt like I sort of outgrew it. I mean, I really like to continue learning and being challenged. And there was a lot of change going on at the company where I worked. And so I was just in a position where I could leave and I didn't need to have another job right away. And so when I left, I was thinking, what do I like to do and what do I think I'm good at? And when I thought about being a manager, I really liked, you know, helping people be more successful at their jobs. You know, because a lot of times people are very smart and sort of like the day-to-day part of their job they can do, but maybe they don't really understand how it fits into the bigger company. And so I would really help people with all of that so that they could be set up to be successful in their job, not just kind of coming in and doing it and then feeling like they weren't getting credit or whatever. So that's why I chose it. And I guess I should also say that earlier in my career, I had run into some obstacles. Like I wanted to keep moving up in my career, and I had run into some obstacles that I didn't really know how to get past. So I had actually hired a career coach to help me. And that helped me a lot. It really helped me like move up to the next level. And so I understood what they did. And I also understood that it could be really helpful. And so that's why I decided to do what I do. Cause it's, you know, it just feels really good to help people, especially when they feel really stuck and they don't really know what to do.
Do you have any advice, just like advice in general about entrepreneurship?
I guess that's a good question. I mean, I spent most of my career working for a company, but I have had a couple times in my career where I've run my own company. Either I've done it like freelance or right now I have my own company. And I guess I would say that if you're thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, that you should find somebody that's doing something similar to what you'd like to do and basically interview them and find out like, what's it really like? You know, because a lot of times jobs, and honestly, whether it's as an entrepreneur or if it's working in a company, from the outside, sometimes you think you know what a job or, you know, running your own company is like. But when you're really doing it, there are a lot of times things that people can't see from the outside that are either better or worse than what you think they are. So, you know, I think it's really important to talk to somebody who's doing it so that you get a good sense before you take the leap yourself about whether it's something that's a good fit for you.
Okay. What do you think is the secret to be happy with yourself?
That's an excellent question. And I really think that it's a matter of knowing yourself. I think that a lot of times what people do is they really pay a lot of attention to what people outside of them are telling them. And I actually see it a lot in my work that, you know, somebody, you know, told somebody, oh, you should just go and be an accountant because they can make a lot of money. And the person never really checked in with themselves to say, do I like doing accounting? You know, they just are kind of looking at what either somebody else is telling them or what their beliefs are about, like, oh, you can make a lot of money doing that or something like that. And honestly, you can make a lot of money doing a lot of different things, and I have seen many people that are doing well financially that are not happy. And I've also seen people that make less money that are really happy. And so I think that when you're starting your career, it's really important to look inside yourself and say, what do I like to do? What am I good at? And what does the marketplace need? Because when you can kind of find the overlap of those three things, you'll be happier. And even if, you know, maybe you could make more money doing something else, there's not a price on happiness in my mind. You know, happiness is worth a lot more than a dollar amount.
Wow. Do you have some tips on networking?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I talk to people about networking a lot, and networking starts with just people that you know. You know, I think a lot of times people think networking is like going up to a stranger and giving them your business card. But it's really just developing and nurturing the relationships of people that you know around you. And then if you get clear on, you know, an interest or a direction that you want to go on, it's really asking for other people to introduce you to people that they know. And, you know, I always say that networking, if you approach it with curiosity and gratitude, that it makes it easier. It's not, you know, it's not about like going and asking for, you know, asking somebody like, hey, can you get me a job? Or I need this or that. It's about being, you know, genuinely interested in the other person and asking them about their perspective. And when you do that, you earn the right for them to, sorry, my dog is, go out there. Go out there. Go out there. When you're genuinely interested and grateful for somebody's time, and then they'll be interested in you. But I will also say that not everybody is good at networking. And sometimes if I'm working with somebody and they start networking, maybe they'll go to a meeting or they'll have a phone call with somebody and they'll come back and say, oh, that person, like, it was like pulling teeth to get them to even say anything. And I just tell them, okay, not everybody's good at networking, but just because that other person wasn't very generous or very open or wasn't easy to talk to, you shouldn't just stop, you know, because probably the next person they talk to will be, you know, really nice and interesting and may offer, you know, insights or, you know, may offer to introduce you to somebody else. And so you just got to keep at it. And like I said, approach it from a place of gratitude and curiosity, and also reciprocity, meaning that, I mean, I know all of you ladies are young, but if you're networking with somebody, you can always ask them, like, is there anything that I can do for you? Because we never know what it is that somebody else might need. You know, you might not be able to help them. They might say, oh, do you know whatever, you know, do you know of a good restaurant in your neighborhood or whatever? And you might say, oh, no, I'm sorry, I don't. But if I hear of something, I'll let you know. But I think it's just nice, and it's if you're asking for somebody's time, the least that you can do is say, if I can ever help you, let me know. And that sometimes people come back to, I mean, I've got the benefit of being in my 50s, and I have had people come back to me that I met when I was 22 and do business with me. So like, once you have the relationship, it could pay dividends for you decades later. So, you know, you're sort of planting seeds for your future, not just something that you need immediately.
Okay, the next question is, do you like what you're doing?
Yeah, I love what I'm doing. It's just, there's nothing better than helping somebody meet a goal that they've set for themselves that they didn't know how to get to until we started working together. It's really great.
Okay, so the next question is, do you have any advice for people who are looking for a job or something, or are they looking for something like your, like, I'm sorry, do you have an advice for people who are looking for a job or want to study the same as you?
Oh, well, let's see. It was important to me to get trained. And I mean, even though I had been a manager for a long time, I went and did like a 6-month coach training program. And I'm really glad that I did, because I thought before, you know, I became an official certified coach, I thought I was a good coach, you know, because I was a manager for a long time. And then whenever I got trained, I realized that you know, there's a lot of things that it's worthwhile to get trained. So I guess that would be my first thing, because there's a lot of people that just say, hey, I'm a coach, and they never got any kind of training, and they do a lot of things that are not helpful for people. And then I guess if somebody wanted to do what I'm doing, I think that I would say, I mean, there's lots of different kinds of coaches. I mean, you know, there's dating coaches and weight loss coaches and fitness coaches and, you know, business coaches. And I'm more of sort of like a corporate executive and career coach, like helping people be successful in their career. And I think that you just need to decide, like, what's the area that you have a passion for where you really want to help people. And, you know, start having a conversations with people. You know, in the beginning, I just kind of let people know, like, okay, I'm not doing what I used to do. I went on LinkedIn and changed my, you know, my title, and I put my new company out there. And I just started having conversations with people to say, hey, I'm doing something different now. And, you know, now that I've been doing that for a few years, people know what I'm doing. And if they hear of somebody that needs career coaching, they'll say, oh, you should talk to Terry. And, you know, I think that it's important. It just takes, it takes some time to build up the momentum so that you start getting the business on a regular basis. But I'd say you just got to keep at it. It doesn't happen overnight.
Okay, the next question is, what do you think is the best way to find out which career is right for you?
I think the best way to do it is two things. Like, look at yourself and say, what is it that I like to do? You know, like, when I think back to whenever I was a child, I was very creative, and I liked, whenever I was, you know, maybe 5 years old, I'd say, oh, I want to be an artist. But I also felt like I wanted to do something. I mean, yeah, I didn't really know this when I was 5 years old, but as I grew up, I was like, oh, well, I think I might want to do something in business. And so I thought, okay, what's creative and in business? And so that brought me to like advertising and marketing, because that's sort of the creative part of business. But I really think you have to start with yourself and like know what you enjoy doing. And then, you know, look out into the marketplace and say, well, where are there places out there that value the things I like to do and I'm good at? And then, you know, obviously we don't always know all the jobs that are available, but it does go back to networking and find somebody that's doing something that you think you might want to do, and ask them if you can talk to them for 15 minutes and just ask them about their job. And that's going to give you a good sense. Like, you can ask them, like, okay, well, what's your background like? How did you end up getting started in this job? You know, what are the good parts? What are the bad parts? What advice would you have for somebody who wants to do what you do. You know, that'll help you start getting a sense of like, oh, that sounds really good, or it doesn't. You know, like, it, I thought it was going to be different than that. And then I think that if you start heading in a certain direction, you can always ask people, like, do you know of somebody else that I can talk to? Because, yeah, go ahead. Did you say something?
No, no, I think she had some noise.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and for the last question is, do you think that success affects satisfaction?
Well, I think it depends on how you define success. Because, you know, I say that I work with people successful but not satisfied. And what I mean by that is that if you looked at somebody, you know, like, they've got a good title, they work for a good company, they're making a lot of money, and somebody from the outside would say, oh, well, they're successful. But a lot of times when they come to me to get coaching, they have the outer success, but they don't feel successful on the inside. Like, they're not satisfied with something that's going on. And I really, what I say, I try to help people expand the overlap between professional success and personal happiness. And I think that people are truly successful when they are really clear on what they want and that they're living very authentically, you know, so that they're not having to, like, I don't know, like, repress themselves to make a lot of money at their job, or that they're not, you know, working 20 hours a day and they're exhausted and they don't have time in their life for other things that they love, like their family or friends, or, you know, maybe hobbies. And to me, I think success is really getting clear on what it is that you want out of your life and career, and then as much as possible, aligning your time and your energy to get those things. So to me, that's what success is, like, true success.
Okay, so that was the end of it. Thank you for